Hello, everybody, and welcome to Greg's Corner, where we discuss topics of interest to inspire, motivate, and activate you to action.
There's nothing like starting all over again, but my life that's full of sin. Starting all over again, I found a new beginning. Starting all over again.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to Greg's Corner. I have a special guest, Steve. And he's going to tell me his last name. What's your last name, Steve?
Familia.
All right, Familia. And we're talking about the homeless. And I know I live in California. And I know as I go across the country, I see so many homeless. And I know you're from you're in Vegas now.
Yes.
By way of New York. But what do you see? Because my heart goes out, you know, to the homeless. And people think that they just want to be out on the street.
No,
that's not all of the homeless don't want to just be out on the street.
No. We also have a very large homeless population in Las Vegas. I, on my own personal level, I do what I can. I try and buy some food, water, socks, underwear. And I go around and I speak with them and see anybody who needs things and I give it to them. And in the, what they give me in return is information on how they got there, what their issues are. Some of the biggest issues are that they don't have identification. Identification is the number one thing. Without the identification, they can't get benefits. They can't get a driver's license. They can't get employment. So this is one of the first things that I would attack. And doing that, I also mentioned my plan to you.
Yeah, but don't share your plan.
Not yet.
It might be a $1 million plan, which it's, I think it is.
It is.
Yeah. So we also talked about... you know, woke. Everybody's saying woke this, woke that.
Yeah.
And you and I, we kind of like talked about our backgrounds and was able to talk about, you know, when I taught school, I said that the kids, they see no color. I taught kids from the Middle East, from Mexico, from America, and they get along with each other. The kids truly get along with each other, regardless to where the kids
That's
come
right.
from, whether they red, yellow, black, or white. You know, they're precious to
yep.
each other. And I just feel like we, as a country, we have to make some changes. So let's talk about that, because I was talking about if you don't know the past, history,
correct.
How can you correct anything? How can you prepare for the future? How can we prepare the future generation for the future if you don't know the past?
Right. You can't make the past disappear. The past is still going to be there. And if we're going to make improvements on the past, we need to know the past. So by taking down statues of people, by eliminating books from libraries, that's not the correct approach. The correct approach is to teach the children today and teach them about it and show them what was done wrong so that they don't do that in the future. They understand why they shouldn't do it.
But I get what some people are saying. Well, you know, it makes my child feel bad. But I think what is really happening, the adults are taking it personal for
yes.
themselves, and they using the kids as pawns to say that it's about the kids. That's not true.
No, it's about them.
It's their personal beliefs.
It's
and, you know, like, you know, racism, I feel like it's not, it's a learned behavior. That's what I believe. It's a learned behavior. Now, I remember as a child growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas, I remember my mom went to a store once, and I was just walking the parking lot. And I remember this white kid called me the N-word. I experienced that. I experienced, you know, going to the back of the bus. I experienced some things that is with me, but it is, you know, knowing what I know, I feel like it has helped me to be a better person, and I can share that experience. But these kids gonna grow up with no experience at all because the adults
no.
wanna take the books out of the library.
And they're learning hate. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're learning hate.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say one thing about racism, too. It's not just about the black and white. It's not about
no.
Not liking the other the
no.
other race.
No.
Racism, and if you look in the South,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of this is you have to look at the districts for education, which
mm-hmm.
you would be very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Which teachers are certain areas getting? Compared to the other, to areas that are more well-to-do, more white, they're getting the top picks of the teachers first.
Mm-hmm.
So now when they come down the road to the teachers that are just barely making it or maybe not very good teachers,
mm-hmm.
they're the ones going to the areas where we need it most.
Right. Right.
So I think that's what we need to look at. Because everybody looks at the top things, you know, they look at the violence, but they don't look at the underlying racism, which is what nobody attacks.
Right. You know, like just in my experiences from what I can, you know, remember in some of my work, my former work, I remember school boards wanting to vote to build schools in, you know, other parts of the town, not the inner city. In the inner city, they had brand new schools, but they didn't want those kids to go to those schools. Now, in the 70s, you know, after integration and all that, we had to be bused to the other schools.
The crappy schools.
You know? No, they were good schools.
Oh, good schools.
They were good schools, but they were where the whites, you know, mainly went.
Yeah.
They bused us, you know, you know, and, you know, we did what we had to do, you know, and we got an education, graduated, and did, you know, what we needed to do. I just feel like in America, we got work to do, and I feel like it's getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. All these people talking about woke, the woke culture, and, you know, they are against this, against that, and it's just a small fraction of the majority.
Yes.
So I think that is a problem.
It's a big problem.
So what do you think we should do about it?
So, as far as taking care of the woke issue, right, we need to address the majorities first. And that goes for, you know, when we say minorities, majorities, but let's take the minorities and go by the majority of the minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Let's correct their problem. Not the 2% of the minority. Why should we change everything for them when it's not helping the other 98%?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the issues are. We need to attack the majority of all the people that we need to address. And that's...
But you know, you had talked about something else about giving folks a hand up instead of a hand down. So what did you mean by that when you told me that we should give people a hand up? Because some of my listening audience may not understand. Some will understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but I want you to tell the listening audience, what do you mean when you say
give folks
a hand up?
A good for instance. So as I mentioned, take care of the majority of the minority. So if the majority problem, as with, let's say, the homeless, and I mentioned before, the identification issue. This is an issue that you need to address, that you're not really handing anything out other than assistance to help them help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what helping up is. You're helping them to help themselves.
Say stuff like, you know, they're lazy, they don't want to work,
they don't have the opportunity. We need to give them an opportunity.
Okay.
Most of them just want to work. They want to help themselves. But they don't have that opportunity because of other issues. Red tape. Let's get rid of the red tape.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a song, and we'll be back to talk more on this conversation with my good friend, Steve. And what's your last name again?
Amelia.
I don't want to butcher it. Okay.